请我们翻到马拉基书。
Let's turn to the book of Malachi.
马拉基书第三章。
Malachi chapter 3.
第十六节读起。
We will begin reading from verse 16.
那时敬畏耶和华的彼此谈论，耶和华侧耳听，且有纪念册在他面前，记录那敬畏耶和华、思念他名的人。
Then those who fear the Lord spoke to one another, and the Lord gave attention and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for those who fear the Lord and who esteem his name.
万军之耶和华说，在我所定的日子，他们必属我，特特归我，我必连续他们，如同人连续服侍自己的儿子。
And they will be mine, says the Lord of hosts, on the day that I prepare my own possession, and I will spare them as a man spare his own son who serves him.
那时你们必归回，将善人和恶人、侍奉神和不侍奉神的分别出来。
So you will again distinguish between the righteous and the wicked, between one who serves God and one who does not serve Him.
我们知道这里特别讲到一般的人，圣经称他做敬畏耶华、思念他名的人。
We know that here it talks about a special group of people who fear the Lord and who gave attention to Him.
这里不只说到生命册，这里说到纪念册。
Here it records not only the book of life, but the book of remembrance.
而当这些人他们彼此谈论的时候，耶和华侧耳而听。
And as these people speak to one another, the Lord gave attention and heard it.
这个侧耳这两个字在原文，我们知道特别讲到用在马的身上。这个马当它要听见、要听声音的时候。他就把他的耳朵就立起来了。
We know that this word give attention, in the original meaning, it uses especially for the horses. When the horse wants to listen and gives attention, his ear will perk up.
这里说到敬畏耶和华的人，当他们彼此谈论，在地上谈论的时候，天上的神他真是侧耳而听。
And here, as those who fear the Lord spoke to one another.The God of heaven gave his attention and perked his ear up.
所以这般人到底是什么样的人呢？
So who are these people?
在旧约里面给了一个名字。
In the Old Testament, he gave them a name.
就是剩下的百姓，或英文是 remnant.
And the name is the remnant.
意思就是说，这些人乃是余民，剩下的百姓。
It means that they are the remaining one. They are the remnant.
那如果我们要把这个余民把它翻成新约的话，
If we want to use the New Testament word to describe these people,
那就是新约里面的得胜者。
And that will be the overcomers in the New Testament.
所以旧约里面的余民，剩下的百姓，就是新约里面的得胜者。
So the remnant recorded in the Old Testament are the overcomers in the New Testament.
那这一次主如果愿意，我们在早晨的时间一同来看得胜者的呼召。
And if the Lord willing, these times we will spend considering the calling of the overcomers.
我们说到得胜者的呼召，普通多半是根据启示录来说的。
When we talk about the calling of the overcomers, usually we base the scriptures in the Revelation.
因为启示录头二章、三章特别说到得胜者的呼召。
And because Revelation chapter 2 and 3 especially talks about the overcomers.
圣经用亚细亚的七个教会来代表那个时候教会的光景。
And the Bible uses the seven churches in Asia to represent the condition of the church at that time.
那当教会的光景荒凉的时候。
And when the condition of the church became desolate.
在每一个教会里面，圣灵都呼召得胜者。
And in each of the church, God has called out to the overcomers.
不止呼召这些得胜者。
Not only to call out the overcomers,
也应许给他们有奖赏。
He also promises them with rewards.
所以启示录二章三章不只说了得胜者的呼召，也说到得胜者的奖赏。
So the Revelation chapter 2 and 3 not only talks about the calling of the overcomers, but it also talks about the reward for the overcomers.
简单的来说，国度就成为他们的奖赏。
Simply speaking, the kingdom has become their reward.
那么我们普通讲到得胜者呼召都是根据启示录来说的。
So most time we would talk about the calling of the overcomers based in the book of Revelation.
那这次我们再来复习这个很熟悉的题目。
But this time we will revisit this very familiar topic.
我们看看今天教会的情形就像启示录所说的一样。
As we look at the condition of the church today, it is as the description recorded in the Revelation.
我们要问说今天教会的情形主什么时候才能回来呢？
We will ask the question, when will the Lord return in our current condition?
当见证荒凉的时候，神怎么继续维持他的见证？
When we are in such desolation, how can the Lord remain his testimony?
人的失败是不是证明说神非失败不可？
Does the failure of man, is the failure of man the failure of God?
人今天不愿意走神的道路，是不是神在地上就找不到路了？
When man refuses to walk on God's way today, does that mean God cannot find a way on earth?
我们说那个答案都是在得胜者身上。
We know the answers rest upon the overcomers.
所以得胜者的呼召是件非常严肃也是非常重要的事。
So the calling to the overcomers is a very serious topic. It is also very important.
得胜者不是一般特别的人。
The overcomers are not a special group of people.
得胜者是一般非常平凡的基督徒。
The overcomers are very common Christian.
乃是当大体的基督徒落在神旨意的水平之下以下的时候。
When the majority of Christians are under or below average.
他们愿意站在神旨意的水平线上。
These people are willing to stand above the average of God's will.
那这些人就是得胜者。
And these are the overcomers.
神就把见证的责任就放在他们的身上。
And God has bestowed to them the testimony.
他们在一个地方得胜。
In whichever area they overcome.
哪个 locality? 他不管在什么地方得胜。
In whichever locality they overcome.
神就认为在那个地方的教会就成熟了。
God considered that.Church in that locality is being matured.
所以神不是等一个地方的教会个个都成熟了。
So God is not waiting for everyone in that locality to be matured.
如果这样，我们不知道要等到什么时候。
If that was to be the case, then we don't know how long we will have to wait.
但是有一般的人。
But here is a group of people.
当他们成熟的时候。
As they mature.
神说这里的教会成熟。
God says this locality, the church is.
他们的得胜就是教会全体的得胜。
Their victory is the victory of the whole church.
他们不是为他们自己活着。
They do not live for themselves.
他们是为着全体的神的百姓而活着。
But they live for all the people of God.
他们不是把自己圈起来。
They do not surround themselves.
好像我们成为一单特别的人。
And as if we are a special people.
只有我们是教会，别人都不是。
That we are the church and no one else is the church.
不是的，他们每次追求，每次活在主面前，他们都是想到全体神的儿女。
Every time they gather and pursue after the Lord, they consider the whole body of Christ.
所以神就把那个见证就放在他们的身上。
Therefore, God has placed upon them the responsibility of testimony.
所以最后是这一班人把我们的主带回来。
Lastly, it's these people that welcome the second coming of the Lord.
是他们 hasten, 是他们促进主的回来。
They are the one that hasten his coming.
那问题在这里。
Now the question is.
今天主在每个地方都预备了一些这样的百姓。
God has prepared such people in each locality.
主在每个地方都呼召得胜者。
God has called out to overcomers in each locality.
尤其像每年这样重要的聚会，大家聚在一起的时候。
Especially in the midst of such important gathering as we all gather before him.
但愿我们能够听见神的声音。
May we all hear his voice.
在他回来以前。
Before his coming.
他有一个工作要做。
He has a work to accomplish.
他最终神的旨意呢，是借着这一班人来完成的。
And his ultimate purpose will be accomplished through this group of people.
这个叫做得胜者的呼召。
This is the calling of the overcomers.
当然，最后这些得胜者会得着奖赏。
Finally, these people will receive their reward.
等到主回来的时候
When the Lord returns,
他们在天上要与基督一同发光
They will shine with Christ in heaven.
他们在地上要与主一同作王
And they will reign with Christ on earth.
感谢主
Praise the Lord.
有一天你发现国度成为他们的奖赏
One day you discover that the kingdom has become their reward.
主说你们这小群不要害怕。
The Lord says, you little flock, do not be afraid.
因为父乐意把他的国赐给你们。
Because the Father desires to give you the kingdom.
所以国度对于得胜者来说乃是个赏赐。
Kingdom is the reward for all the overcomers.
那因为这个题目太熟悉了，尤其在启示录里面，我想我们都非常非常的熟悉。
And because this topic is so familiar to all of us, especially in the book of Revelation.
所以这次呢，我们从另外一个角度来看同样一件事。
And so this time we will look at the same topic from another perspective.
启示录是新约最后的一卷书。
The book of Revelation is the last book in the New Testament.
创世纪是 Alpha, 启示录是 Omega.
And Genesis is the Alpha, and Revelation is the Omega.
所以 读到启示录的时候，
And when we come to read the book of Revelation,
神的启示到这里就完成了。
You see, God's Revelation ends here.
那马拉基书是全本旧约最后的一卷。
The book of Malachi is the last book in the Old Testament.
它是十七卷先知书里面最后的一卷。
It is the last book of the 17 book of prophets.
先知的声音到了马拉基就结束了。
The voice of the prophets ends in Malachi.
后来要经过四百年以后，你才听见旷野有人声喊着说要修直主的道路。
After 400 years of silence, then you hear a voice in the wilderness.To make straight the way of God.
那就是施洗约翰的声音。
That is the voice of John the Baptist.
所以当我们看旧约跟新约的时候，
So when we look at the Old Testament and the New Testament,
你看见旧约最后的一卷书是马拉基。
You see, the last book of the Old Testament is the book of Malachi.
启示录最是新约最后的。
And the book of Revelation is the last book of the New Testament.
那现在我们要问，
Now we ask the question.
当这两卷书，一个在新约，一个在旧约。
When you see these two books, one in the Old Testament, one in the New Testament.
旧约最后一卷书。
The last book of the Old Testament.
就告诉我们说，主耶稣第一次快要，主耶稣很快的就要降生在伯利恒。
Tells us that very soon Jesus Christ shall be born in Bethlehem.
所以马拉基那里说，光公义的太阳要出现。
And so the book of Malachi tells us the Son of Righteousness shall shine.
我们所羡慕的会忽然进入他的殿。
What we desire will all sudden enter into the temple.
那很明显指着主第一次回来，指着主耶稣降生在伯利恒说。
And this very clearly points to the first coming of Jesus Christ.
换一句话说，当整个旧约到了马拉基的时候。
And when the Old Testament ends in the book of Malachi,
是到了伸手不见五指非常黑暗的时候。
They have already arrived in such great darkness that you cannot even see the fingers before you.
那么现在他们等候什么呢？
Now, what are they waiting for?
他们是等候怎样从黑暗到黎明。
They're waiting to go from the darkness into dawn.
当太阳升起的时候。
And when the sun shall rise again,
因着人类堕落而带来的黑暗终于结束了。
This will conclude the darkness that brought upon by man's fall.
自从人堕落犯罪以后，
Since man has sinned and fallen,
人类就有了又长又深的黑夜。
And we have endured a very long, lengthy and dark darkness.
那他们的盼望是什么？
What is their hope?
旧约的盼望是什么？
What is the hope of the Old Testament?
那就是公义的太阳能够升起。
That is the Son of Righteousness shall rise again.
所以我们知道说，马拉基书就告诉我们说，公义的太阳要升起。
So Malachi tells us the Son of Righteousness will rise.
人类的救主要降生在伯利恒。
The Savior of men will be born in Bethlehem.
自从伊甸园，自从亚当和夏娃被从伊甸园赶出去以后。
Since the time that Adam and Eve were chased out of the Garden of Eden,
从此失去了乐园。
They have lost the paradise.
那什么时候乐园能够复得？
So how can they win back the paradise again?
他们所等候的。
What they are waiting for.
从亚当开始。
Since the time of Adam.
到亚伯拉罕。
Since the time of Abraham.
一直到马拉基。
Until the time to Malachi.
多少个世纪过去？
So many ages passed.
多少千年过去？
Thousands of years passed.
现在没有多久。
Now the time is.
公义的太阳要出现。
The Son of Righteousness will rise.
现在人类有救。
Now there is hope for mankind.
当你读整本旧约的时候。
When you read the entire book of the Old Testament.
你读到献祭，你也读到祭司。
You have read about the offerings. You have read about the priest.
这些让我们知道说，在旧约有这些东西。
These tells us that we have such things in the Old Testament.
只是告诉我们说，人怎么样能来到神的面前。
It only tells us how men are able to come before God.
当祭司在这里献祭的时候。
When the priest makes the offering.
他把牛和羊牵来了。
He brought to him the calf, the bull, and the ram.
人犯罪的时候把牛和羊牵来了。
And after you have sinned, you will bring to the priest
a
bull or a ram.
祭司就把它献上。
And the priest will offer the animal.
那牛和羊流的血不能够除去人的罪。
And the blood shed by the animal cannot remove the sin of man.
在旧约的时候，所有人的罪都是被遮盖，被血遮盖。
In the Old Testament, all the sins of men are only covered.
好像叫神看不见一样。
As if God will no longer be able to see it.
乃是等到2000年前主耶稣来到地上。
Until 2000 years ago, when Jesus came to the earth.
看那神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽。
Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
现在一次永远，人的罪能因着主耶稣的救赎，能够得着彻底的解决。
Now once for all, the sin of man can be resolved by the blood of Jesus Christ.
所以在旧约你看见牛也看见羊。
So in the Old Testament, we see bulls and we see rams.
你看见罪也能够得到一些的解决。
You see that the sin can be resolved.
但是最多是遮盖，好像叫神看不见一样。
But at best, it was just covered so God cannot see it.
你读完了整本的旧约。
After you read the whole Old Testament,
你心中仍有一种的遗憾。
You still have this regret in your heart.
当你看见圣殿代表人怎么样能来到神的面前。
When you see how the temple represents men are able to come before God.
从祭坛。
From the altar.
代表十字架。
That which represents the cross.
然后进到圣所，然后进到至圣所。
Then you enter into the holy place and enter into the holy.
那条路是看见
的。You can see the way.
但是一年一度大祭司就一个人代表所有全体的以色列人进到至圣所去。
Once a year, that the high priest will represent all the people and enter into the holy.
整个旧约的历史。
In the entire history, in the.
当你从创世纪读到马拉基的时候。
When you read from Genesis to Malachi.
你看见祭司，你看见圣殿。
You can see the priest, you see the temple.
但是你心中叹一口气。
But you sigh.
每年一度只有一个人靠着血能进到至圣所。
Because once a year, only one man by the blood of the sacrificial animal are able to enter into the holiest holy.
什么时候我们真的能进到至圣所？
When can we really enter into the holiest holy?
所以当我们读完旧约的时候，你看见是没有结果的。
When we finish reading the Old Testament, we find that there is no.
我们看见祭司，我们也看见圣殿。
We see the priest, we see the temple.
但是我们只能叹一口气。
But we can only sigh.
为什么
？Why?
因为整个的旧约乃是代表那个漫长的黑夜。
Because the entire Old Testament only describes that lengthy and darkness.
那旧约也讲到君王。
The Old Testament also talks about the kings.
但是当你读完整本旧约以后。
But after you read the Old Testament,
你觉得你心中有样东西不能填满。
There is something still empty in your heart which cannot be filled.
不止这样。
Not only.
你读旧约，你能读出333个关于主耶稣的预言，第一次来的预言。
After you read the Old Testament, you can find 333 prophecies concerning the coming of Christ.
但是当你读完马拉基书的时候。
But when you finish reading Malachi,
你要叹一口气说，这都是预言。
You can only sigh and says these are just.
有一天预应验，但是现在还没有应验。
One day it will be fulfilled, but not today.
所以整本的旧约就好像未完成的交响曲一样。
And so the entire book of Old Testament is like the unfinished symphony.
是一个非常美丽的交响曲。
Even it produces wonderful music.
但是现在要等到太阳升起。
But now we have to wait for the rising of the sun.
所以等到公义的太阳一升起。
So when the Son of Righteousness rises again,
400年以后主耶稣降生在伯利恒。
400 years later, Jesus was born in Bethlehem.
那弟兄姊妹，现在你看人类有了盼望。
Then brothers and sisters, now we have hope for mankind.
所以在旧约那些剩下的百姓。
So for the remnants in the Old Testament.
他们一天每一天到晚，他们就有一个盼望。
they have only one hope in their life.
就是巴不得有一天弥赛亚能够来。
That is they desire for the coming of Messiah.
等到弥赛亚来的时候。
When the Messiah comes.
等到弥赛亚降生的时候。
When the Messiah is born.
我们就有盼望。
Then we will have hope.
人类就有了救主。
Then we will have Savior for mankind.
那一天太阳才那天才真正是早晨黎明的时候。
That day, the day will dawn when the sun rises again.
所以当我们读到马拉基书的时候。
So when we read to Malachi.
你知道说前面有一个盼望。
You know that there is a hope.
没有多久弥赛亚要来。
Because soon after the Messiah will come.
主耶稣要降生在伯利恒。
Jesus will be born in Bethlehem.
那启示录呢？
Then Revelation.
那个时候我们的主已经回来了。
At that time, our Lord has already returned.
但是我们知道主耶稣有一天还要回来。
But we know that Jesus will come back again.
所以启示录特别给我们看见在主要回来以前的情形。
And so Revelation especially shows us the condition prior to His second
coming. 马拉基书说到太阳。
And the Malachi, the book of Malachi talks about the sun.
启示录二章三章说到晨星。
And Revelation chapter 2 and 3 talks about the morning star.
当你看到晨星，你就知道说是在太阳要起升起以前最黑暗的那段时间。
The only time you can behold the morning star is during the darkest time, right before the sunrise.
那么我们知道说这就是圣灵为什么给了我们启示录。
So we understand that is why the Holy Spirit has given us the book of Revelation.
那在马拉基是等候主第一次来。
In the book of Malachi, we're waiting for the first coming of the Lord.
启示录乃是等候主第二次来。
In the book of Revelation, we're waiting for His second coming.
马拉基给我们看见主第一次来以前神的百姓的光景是怎样。
Malachi describes to us the condition of the people before God comes.
启示录也给我们看见在主第二次要来以前神的教会的光景是怎样
？Revelation described to us the condition of the church of God before He comes.
旧约说到神属地的子民。
And the Old Testament talks about His earthly remnant.
新约说到神属天的子民。
And the New Testament talks about His heavenly people.
所以你看见马拉基的讯息跟启示录的信息是遥遥相对。
So you see that the book of Malachi and the book of Revelation, their message is the same.
从旧约你能看见一些图画。
From the Old Testament, you can see some pictures.
等到将来神的教会出现的时候。
But in the future, when the appearance of His church.
结果新约跟教旧约刚好两边刚好两幅的图画就彼此的解释彼此的回应。
Then you see that there's two pictures, that can describe and answer each other's question.
所以我们为什么这一次要从马拉基来看得胜者的呼召？
That is why we wanted to look at the calling of the overcomers through the book of Malachi.
我想我稍微的给弟兄姊妹一点的概念，也许大家对马拉基一点不足不熟悉。
Maybe I will give you some concept concerning the book of Malachi. Maybe you're not familiar with the book.
我想我们大概的为着年轻人，我们很快的复习一下全本的圣经。
For the sake of the young people, we will quickly review the entire Bible.
那新约旧约有39卷，新约有27卷。
There is 39 books in the Old Testament and 27 books in the New Testament.
那旧约最早有五卷书叫做摩西五经。
In the earliest book in the Old Testament is called the Five Books of Moses.
那新约最早有四卷书叫做四福音。
And the New Testament has four early books called the Gospels.
我们知道律法是从摩西来的。
We know that law came from Moses.
恩典和真理乃从基督来的。
Grace and truth comes from Jesus Christ.
所以当你读到摩西五经的时候
，So when you read the five book of Moses,
你看见律法
，You can see the law.
因为这五卷乃是律法的书
，Because these are the books of law.
但是当我们读四福音的时候
，But when we read the four gospels,
我们看见恩典和真理
，We see grace and truth.
所以这是最早的五卷旧约的书卷，还有最早。新约的四卷的福音，四福音。
These are the beginning books of the Old Testament and the beginning books of the New Testament.
然后接着一段就是历史书。
And then you have a section of the book of histories.
那因着律法就产生律法之子。
And because of law, it gives birth to the son of law.
所以我们的以色列人乃是律法之子。
And therefore the Israelites are the sons of law.
他们有一段历史。
They have a history.
这一段历史就是从约书亚一直到以斯帖记，这其中历史书所告诉我们的。
And their histories are recorded from Joshua to Esther.
那么因着恩典和真理的缘故。
And because of grace and truth.
许多人相信耶稣基督，他们都成为恩典之子。
Many people who believe in Jesus Christ have become the sons of grace.
所以《使徒行传》乃是说到这些恩典历史、恩典之子他们的历史。
And so the book of Acts describes the history of these sons of grace.
所以很明显的，《使徒行传》是和旧约历史书是相对的。
And so that you can put side by side the book of Acts to the book of histories in the Old Testament.
然后接着的就是诗歌或者智慧书在旧约。
And then in the Old Testament, it continues to have the book of Psalms.
你从约伯记开始，一直到各种之歌。
From the book of Job to Ecclesiastes, to the Song of Solomon.
这五卷我们称它做 wisdom book， 或者称它说诗歌。
And these five books we call them the book of wisdom.
那这个特别说到律法之子他们的经历。
These books especially describe the experiences of the sons of law.
那么在新约，我们知道从罗马书一直到犹大书那一部分的书叫做书信。
And in the New Testament, we find from the book of Romans until the book, the epistle of Jude.
圣灵不只给我们看见恩典之子的历史。
The Bible not only shows us the history of the sons of grace.
它也给我们看见今天恩典之子他的经历是什么。
But it also shows us the experience of the sons of grace.
那么这个就是新约的书信所告诉我们。
And these are described in the epistles found in the New Testament.
那么然后呢，旧约最后的是十七卷的先知书。
The last books of the Old Testament are the 17 books of prophets.
他们说到律法之子的前途。
It talks about the future of the sons of law.
我们知道世界上有两班人。
We know that there are two types of people in this world.
有一般的人就是罗马人和希腊人。
There one group is the Romans and the Greeks.
他们的荣耀和他们的光荣在过去。
Their glory is in the past.
他们每次讲到荣耀的时候都是讲到他们的过去。
Every time they talk about their glory, it is in the past.
但是还有一般的人。
And there's another group of people.
就是以色列人和教会。
And this is the Israelites and the church.
当他们讲到荣耀，都是指着将来说的。
When they talk about their glory, it is also always in the future.
到底以色列人有没有前途呢？
Will there be any future for the Israelites?
你如果读旧约，你看见以色列历史是亡国的历史。
If you read the Old Testament, you find that they are the people who lost their nation.
一个亡国奴会有前途吗？
Will there be future for people who has lost their nation?
一个亡国奴会有明天吗？
Will there be tomorrow for those people who have lost
their nation? 所以圣经用了十七卷的先知书来告诉我们他们是有前途的。
So the Bible uses 17 books to tell us that these are people who have a future.
那地上的教会，地上的百姓有前途。
And will the people of this earth have a future?
那么教会有没有前途？
Will there be future for the church?
教会有没有明天？
Will there be tomorrow for the church?
你看看今天教会的光景。
If you look at the condition of church
today, 当教会四分五裂。
When there is so many divisions in the church.
当神的儿女彼此相咬相吞的时候。
When the children of God began to bite at each other.
当神的儿女在那里，当神的儿女在那里妥协，向世界妥协的时候。
When the children of God compromises with this world.
我们要问一个问题。
We need to ask the question,
教会有没有前途？
Is there a future for the church?
教会有没有明天？
Is there a tomorrow for the church?
那个答案在哪里？
Where do you find the answer?
那就是启示录。
You find it in the book of Revelation.
如果不是启示录的话，
Without the book of Revelation,
我想我们这些人老早都灰心了。
We will all be disappointed.
你活得越长，
The longer you live,
你经历越多，
The more experiences you have,
你稍微知道点什么叫做教会的生活。
If you know a little bit about the church life,
你会发现说教会的生活是没有一个人，是不是人过的一种生活。
You will discover that the church life is not a life for men.
弟兄姊妹，那现在我们要问，
Now we ask a question,
教会是不是一定注定失败？
Is church destined to fail?
是不是神的见证注定要失败？
Is God's will destined to fail?
那最大的安慰在哪里？
And the greatest comfort is,
那就是启示录。
We found it in the book of Revelation.
所以弟兄姊妹，当你注意，当你比较旧约跟新约的时候，
Brothers and sisters, as you compare the Old Testament with the New Testament,
一面说到神属地的百姓，
On one hand, it talks about God's earthly people.
他们是律法之子。
They are the sons of law.
神在他们身上有带领。
And God has His guidance in them.
所以他们有一段历史。
Therefore, they have a period of history.
是与神同在的历史。
And this is the history that they walk with God.
那就是历史书告诉我们的。
That's what is described in the book of history.
但是不止这样。
But not only
that. 他们在神面前有一种生活。
They also have a type of life.
他们在神面前有一种经历。
They have a certain experience.
那就是诗篇告诉我们他们怎么经过的。
And that's what's described in the book of Psalms.
歌中之歌。
The Song of Songs.
箴言。
The Proverbs.
传道书。
And the Ecclesiastes.
还有约伯记。
And the book of Job.
那同样的弟兄姊妹。
And the same.
整本的使徒行传给我们看见教会那一段荣耀的历史。使徒行传。
The book of Acts shows us the glory history of the sons of grace.
但是今天我们怎么经历我们的主呢？
Today, how do we experience our Lord?
睡神儿女的经历。
And so the experience of the children of God.
你看圣灵是借着书信来告诉我们。
The Holy Spirit described it to us through the epistles.
然后最后我们说过在旧约在神的百姓中间。
Lastly, we mentioned that among the children of God,
讲到他们的前途的时候，
when they discuss about their future,
是十七卷的先知书来形容的。
It is described through the 17 books of Proverbs.
那么在新约只有一卷，就是启示录。
There's only one book in the New Testament, which is the Revelation.
感谢主，弟兄姊妹。
We thank the Lord.
你看见借助这些，借助旧约圣经和新约的圣经。
Through the Old Testament and the New Testament,
我们不只看见神百姓的过去、现在和将来。
Not only we see the past of the children of God, but also the present and the future.
讲到我们历史是说到过去。
When we talk about the history, that is our past.
讲到我们的经历是说到现在。
When we talk about experiences, which is now.
讲到明天是说到将来。
And our tomorrow is our future.
所以圣经用旧约和新约来把他的旨意。向我们解开的。
And so the Bible uses Old Testament and the New Testament to unlock the will of God to us.
那非常有意思的。
This is very interesting.
你如果读十七卷的先知书的话。
If you read all 17 books of the prophets.
你看从最早的一卷开始。
You see from the earliest book.
然后一直到马拉基书。
Until the book of Malachi.
然后接下去的如果讲新约的话那么先知书当然就指着启示录来说。
And so, if you go to the New Testament, of course, the prophets are found in the Revelation.
所以这里一共有十七卷的先知书。
Here we have 17 books of the prophets.
这里有二十一章的启示录。
And in the book of Revelation, there are 21 chapters.
但如果你比较它的结构的话。
But if you compare the structure.
你觉得非常稀奇的一件事。
You find something amazing.
就是马拉基书是和启示录的二章三章是相对的。
Malachi is comparable to Revelation chapter 2 and 3.
Correspondent.
Correspondent.
然后你发现说前面的十六卷先知书是和启示录后面从第四章以后一直到二十二章是遥遥相对的。
And the previous 16 books of prophets correspond with the last The book of Revelation from chapter 4 to 22.
那我们怎么知道呢?
How do we know this?
你如果仔细地读马拉基书,
If you read the book of Malachi carefully,
你就发现非常稀奇。
You find something amazing.
马拉基书的体裁, 它的 style 是和所有先知书都不一样。
And the style of the book of Malachi is different than all the other prophets.
在马拉基书里面, 你发现神一共说了七段的话。
In the book of Malachi, you find that God has 7 discourses.
而这七段的话是神自己直接对他的百姓说的。
And these 7 discourses, God has spoken to his people directly.
你有没有记得,你记不记得在启示录二章三章那里?
Do you remember and recall in Revelation chapter 2 and 3?
那里主对小亚细就是写信写七封的书信给亚细亚的七个教会。
And there, God has spoken, had wrote letters to the 7 churches in Asia.
那七封书信乃是教会荒凉的时候。
And the 7 letters are written to the church in desolation.
教会 abnormal, 不正常的时候。
And the church is abnormal.
结果主就借着约翰对于小亚细亚，对亚细亚的七个教会就写了七封的书信。
And God had used John to write 7 letters to the 7 churches in Asia.
当教会正常的时候
When the church is normal,
你记得神是借着保罗给教会七封书信。
You remember God had used Paul to write 7 letters to the church.
你读保罗书信的时候
when you read the letters, epistles of Paul,
是神的话一点都不错。
It is definitely God's word.
但是那些话都是间接的话。
But those are indirect words.
神借着保罗在那里说的。
God has spoken through Paul.
那是教会正常的时候。
And that is under the normal.
当教会反常的时候。
When the church is abnormal.
又是七封书信。
There is another seven letters.
不过这七封书信跟前面七封就不一样。
But these seven letters are different than the previous letters.
你看每一封书信都是主直接的对教会说话。
Each letter was spoken to the people directly from God.
所以当你读这个启示录七封书信的时候。
So when you read the seven letters in the Revelation.
那里不只给我们看见主的话。
Not only shows us the word of God.
那是主直接所说的话。
It shows us the direct word of God.
所以当你读到那段或那一段圣经的时候。
So when you read these passages.
你看见主对以弗所教会是怎么说的。
What does God say to the church in Ephesus?
他说我知道你的行为。
Since I know your deeds.
然而有一件事我要责备你。
And but one thing I'm against you.
所以你们应当回想你是从哪里坠落等等等等。
And that you have left your first love, and so remember where you have fallen, and etc.
你看这些话是神直接对他的百姓说的。
So these are words God has spoken directly to His people.
对士美那是这么说。
And what He said to Smyrna.
对别加摩也这么说。
He also spoke to Pergamon.
腓立帖菲这么说。
He spoke to Philadelphia.
撒迪这么说。
And to the church in Sardis.
老底嘉也这么说。
And to the church of Laodicea.
他不光这样。他不光说我知道你的行为。
Not only he says I know your deeds.
然后说你说我是富足的。
And then he said you said you are rich.
所以我们的主不光是对老底嘉说话。
So our Lord not only spoke to the church in Laodicea.
不光直接的说话。
Not only spoke to them directly.
而且是 dialogue, 是对话。
And he has a dialogue with them.
我说你既如温水也不冷也不热。
I say you are neither cold or hot.
你说我是富足，已经发了财，一样都不缺。
But you say you are rich, you're not lacking in anything.
我说你是那困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、吃身的。
I say that you are the pitiful one and the blind.
你有没有觉得？你有没有觉得那七封书信那个神说话的那个体裁跟从前不一样的
？And you see the structure of God's words are different than before.
所以你看见在启示录里面二章三章神说了主说了七段的话。
And so in Revelation chapter 2 and 3, God has spoken seven times.
最早是对以弗所说的。
The first message was to the Ephesus.
最后是对老底嘉教会说的。
And the last message was to the church of Laodicea.
当你读马拉基书也是这样。
When you read the book of Malachi, it's the same.
你看第二节，第一章第二节。
You see chapter 1 verse 2.
耶和华说我曾爱你。
God said, I have loved you.
你看见现在主直接对他的百姓说话。
Now God spoke to his people directly.
你们却说你在何事上爱我们呢？
But you say, how have you loved us?
你看见这是第一段的话。
You see, this is the first dialogue.
从第一节一直到第五节。
From verse 1 to 5.
第六节，你看同样的。
Verse 6, the same way.
藐视我们的祭司啊。第六节，藐视我名的祭司啊。
And the priest who despise my name.
万军之耶华对你们说 ，OK。然后下面这个六节最后，你们却说我们在何事上藐视你的名呢
？The last portion of verse 6, but you say, how have we despised your name?
你看见吗？神说你们这藐视我名的祭司。
You see, God says, you priest who despise my name.
这是神直接对他百姓说的话。
These are words God spoke directly to his people.
但是结果他们怎么说？你们却说我们在何事上藐视你的名。
But how did they respond? They said, how have we despised your name?
神每一次说话都是光，因为神就是光。
Each time when God spoke, it is light because he is light.
神说你藐视我的。
God said that you despise my name.
如果我们光景正常的话
，If we are in our normal condition，
我们在神的光中应该披麻蒙灰才对。
And under the light of God, we should be put on sackcloth.
因为在神的光中，我们就看见了我们自己的本相。
Because under the light of God, we see our true condition.
但是请记得
，But please remember，
神说你们藐视我的名。
God says you despise my name.
你们却说我们在何事上藐视你的名？
But you say, how have we despised your name?
在光中没有悔改。
They were under the light, but there's no
repentance. 在光中没有流泪。
There's no tear under the light.
现在反而他们说，我们在什么事上藐视你的名？
Now they actually says, how have we despised your name?
弟兄姊妹，
Francis,
你看见没有？
Do you see
这是马拉基书很特别的题材。
This is a very special.
所以这就涵盖了第二段。
And this includes the second part.
那就是从第六节一直到这个第一章最后一节。
And this is from verse 6 till the last verse in chapter 1.
所以如果你一口气读下去的话，
So if you continue to read,
你知道这里神说了一段很完整的话。
Here God has spoken a section of very complete words.
那就是从第六节一直到第一章的末了。
And that is from verse 6 till the end of chapter 1.
然后第二章第一节是另外一段的开始。
And chapter 2 verse 1 is the beginning of the next session.
众祭司啊，这诫命是传给你们的。
Now this commandment is for you, O priests.
第八节。
Verse 8.
你们却偏离正道，是许多人在律法上跌倒，你们废弃了我与利未所立的约，这是万军之耶和华说的。
Verse 8, but as for you, you have turned aside from the way. You have caused many to stumble by the instruction. You have corrupt the covenant of Levi, says the Lord of hosts.
那这是神说的第三段的话，从第二章第一节一直到第九节。
This is the third section of God's word, from chapter 2, verse 1 to verse 9.
然后第十节。
And then verse 10.
又是另外的一段。
This is the beginning of the next section.
我们岂不都是一位父吗？
Do we not all have one father?
14节。
Verse 14.
你们还说这是为什么呢？
And you said, for what reason?
所以你看，这又是一段的对话。
See, this is another dialogue.
从第十节一直到第十六节。
From verse 10 to verse 16.
那这是第四段了。
That's the ending of fourth section.
那第五段就是第十七节开始。
And the fifth section begins from
verse 17. 第二章第十七节。
Chapter 2, verse 17.
你们用言语反锁耶和华，你们还说我们在何事上反锁他呢？
You have wearied the Lord with your words, yet you say, how have we wearied him?
那从这里就一直引了一段话，一直到第三章第五节。
And here he continued to speak until chapter 3, verse 5.
那这是第五段。
That's the fifth section.
第六段呢，就第六节开始。
And the sixth section began from verse 6.
因我耶和华是不改变的，所以你们雅各之子没有灭亡。
For I, the Lord, do not change. Therefore, you, O sons of Jacob, are not consumed.
万军之耶和华说，从你们列祖的日子以来，你们常常偏离我的典章而不遵守。现在你们要转向我，我就转向你们。你们却问我说，我们如何才是转向呢？
From the days of your fathers, you have turned aside from my statutes and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. But you say, how shall we return?
前面神说，我说。
In the beginning, God says, I say.
你们却问我说，我们如何才是转回？
But you said to me, how shall we return?
所以我们知道，从第六节这一段一直到第十二节。这就成为第六段。
So from verse 6 to verse 12, that's the sixth section.
所以你看这里的结构是很自然的，你如果读上下文就很清楚，这一个段落，一个段落又是一个段落。
And you can see the structure of this scripture very clearly, one section after another.
然后我们看13节。
We look at verse 13.
耶和华说，你们用话顶撞我，你们还说我们用什么话顶撞了呢？你呢？
Your words have been arrogant against me, says the Lord. Yet you say, what have we spoken against thee?
所以一直从十三节到第四章第三节，这就是最后的一段。
And from chapter 3 verse 13 until chapter 4 verse 3, that is the last section.
然后第四节跟第五节是结论。
And verse 4 and 5 are conclusion.
而第一章第一节呢，乃是那个序。
Malachi chapter 1 verse 1 is the introduction.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见没有，在马拉基书里面很自然的神说了七段的话。
And so, brother and sister, you see that God has spoken seven sections of words very naturally in the book of
Malachi. 前面有序，后面有拔。
There is an introduction, there's also an end conclusion.
所以你可以看得很清楚，马拉基书和启示录的二章、三章可以说完全遥遥相对。
And so you see the book of Malachi is correspondence to the to Revelation chapter 2 and 3.
那么当你读这七卷书信的时候，读这七段话的时候，
When you read these seven dialogues,
你和七封书信对比的时候
and as you compare to the seven letters found in the Revelation,
你可以看得清楚这两段的话是怎样彼此解释的。
And you can see very clearly how these two sections of word will explain each other.
不过我希望大家你们如果回去读马拉基的时候
But I hope as you return to reread the book of
Malachi, 你如果真的把这七段的话好好的读过
If you carefully read all sections of the word,
你会发现这七段的话有一种对称。
You will find that there is a symmetry in the seven dialogues.
我们知道在神的创造和神的启示话语里面。
We know that in God's creation and in His words.
如果神要表达一种的美
If He wants to express some kind of beauty,
他一定用对称来表示，来表达它的。
He will use a complementary method.
我举个很简单的例子。
Let me give you a very simple
example. 比方说人乃是神的杰作。
For example, the men are the masterwork of God.
所以当你看见每一个人，不管他是什么样的人。
So as you look at each man, no matter who they are.
有的稍微胖一点，有的稍微瘦一点。
Some are a little bit fat and some are thin.
有的高一点，有的矮一点。
Some are tall, some are short.
但他们有个基本的共同点。
But they have something in common.
他们代表神的杰作。
They represent the masterwork of God.
当神创造的时候，有一种美是他的创造的美。
When God created man, there is a beauty in there. That is the beauty of His creation.
那么，我们怎么来形容这种的美呢
？So how do we describe this beauty?
你看见每一个人，你如果你看一个人的话
，If you look at a man,
你可以从这个中间的画一条垂直的线下来。
You can draw a line straight down the middle.
然后你会发现呢，这条线是个基准线，像个镜子一样。
And you will see that this line is a point of mirror.
然后这个身体的两面有一种对称，是镜子的对称。
And then there is a symmetry on either side.
那这边有眼睛，这边有眼睛。
You have eye here and you have eye here.
那距离几乎相等的。
The distance is the same.
我不是说完完全全像，但是大概是相等的。
I'm not saying it's exactly the same, but it's pretty similar.
你看你耳朵也是大概整距离的。
You see that our ears are
两个手也这样。
Our hands are the same.
两个腿也这样。
Our feet are equal
distance. 那这种对称叫做中央的对称。
And these are called the central symmetry.
也叫做镜子的对称。
It is also called the symmetry of mirror.
所以当你有这样对称的时候
，When you have such symmetry,
你好像把这两个眼睛换一下，好像没有换一样。
Even if you exchange the location of these two eyes, there is no difference.
你把两个手换了，好像没有换一样。
And you exchange the arm's location, you haven't changed anything.
还有，如果你要读这个人，可以从左边读到右边，从右边读到左边。
If you want to read this person, you can read him from left to right and right to left.
你读他的右边的，你先看他的右手。
If you want to read from his right, you look at his right hand.
然后他的右脚。
And you look at the right.
然后右耳朵。
Right ear.
右眼睛。
Right eye.
右眉毛。
And the right eyebrow.
然后再过来就变成左眉毛了。
And then you continue to read the left eyebrow and the right left eye.
然后左手左脚，你看见吗
？Left hand and left.
所以从左边读过去，右边也可以；从右边读过去也可以。
So you can read this man from the left or from the right.
我举个简单例子。
I give you a simple example.
我先用中文举个例子，然后英文再举个例子，大家就懂了。
I will first explain to you in Chinese and.
比方说，现在你要写一个句子是横着写的。
If you want to write a sentence that is horizontal.
那这个不需要翻了。上海自来水，水来自海上。你看，这个是对称的，因为这个上跟这个上是对的，海跟海是对的，所以这个你可以从左边读过去，也可以从右边读过去，都可以的。那么英文的例子很简单，就是 Isaac loves Rebecca as much as Rebecca loves Isaac。这个就是那个对称了，你看了吗？所以你左边可以读过去，也可以从右边读过去。
So you can read some sentences from the right to the left and the left to the right.
这个代表神创造我们的时候那个对称的美。
And this represents as God created us, there is a beauty in such symmetry.
那你读到马拉基的时候
，When you read the book of Malachi,
你会发现第一段的话和最后的话是对应的。
you will see the symmetry between the first dialogue and the seventh.
你会发现第二段跟倒数第二段是对称。
And the sixth is symmetrical to the second is symmetrical to the
sixth. 第三段跟倒数第三段。
And the third to the.
然后第四段。
And then the fourth one.
那我想我没有时，我们这一次不是查经，所以我只是把重点点给弟兄姊妹就可以了。
This time we're not focused on doing Bible study, so I'm just showing you this point.
那么你读到这个《使徒行启示录》的马启示录二章三章也是这样。
When you read Revelation chapter 2 and 3, it follows the same.
你看以弗所教会跟老底嘉是对称。
And the church in Ephesus correspond to the church in Laodicea.
以弗所是放松的教会。
Ephesus is a relaxed church.
我们知道老底嘉乃是不冷不热，是温水的教会。
And the Laodicea is a church that's neither cold or hot. It's lukewarm.
你看见在七个教会，就两个教会没有被责备。
You see, in the seven churches, there are only two churches that was not received the rebuke.
那就第二个的士美拿跟倒数的腓拉铁菲。
And that is the second church in Smyrna, and the last, the second to the last.
所以你看，很明显这两个是对称的。
So these two are symmetry.
然后别加摩跟撒底是对称的。
And Pergamon is.Symmetrical to Sardis.
然后最后的就是最中央的那个就是推亚推拉。
The central one is Thyatira.
所以弟兄姊妹，当你读马拉基书的时候
，Brother sister, as you read Malachi,
你能感觉，你能看，你能读得出来，圣灵在这里有一个启示。
You can discover that the Holy Spirit has a revelation here.
因为马拉基的时候，实在说来就形容今天我们的时候。
Because the time of Malachi truly describes our condition today.
马拉基的时候可以说是黑夜最深的时候。
Malachi is at its darkest time.
今天也是这样。
Today we're the.
我们乃是巴不得晨星早一天的出现。
How we desire that the morning star shall appear soon.
当主回来以前。
Before the Lord returns.
你看见教会的情形，就像启示录二章三章所说。
And you see the condition of the church are as described in Revelation 2.
那主在主第一次来以前。
And before his first coming,
以色列人的情形就像马拉基这里所形容的一样。
And the condition of the Israelites was just as described in the book of Malachi.
那么马拉基书一开始这里说的，我曾爱你们。
In the beginning of Malachi, he says, "I have loved you."
你们却说你在何事上爱我们
？But you say, "How have you loved us?"
当你读启示录二章三章的时候。
When you read Revelation 2 and 3,
主一开始就是以弗所教会已经失去了他起初的爱。
In the very beginning, with the church of Ephesus, God said that you have lost your first love.
他们刚开始的时候。
In the beginning,
神说我曾爱你们。
God says I have loved
you. 他们有感觉的。
They have feeling.
因为他们被起初的爱所充满。
Because they were filled by the first love.
但是三十年以后。
But after 30 years,
他们的知识增加了。
Their knowledge increased.
他们的启示也许增加。
Their revelation also increased.
但他们已经从起初的爱坠落了。
But they have fallen from the first love.
所以他们仿佛问说：“你在何事上爱我们？”
And it seems as they are asking, "How have you loved us?"
那同样的，当你读到马拉基书最后的时候
，When you read to the last to the end of Malachi,
你看见说这个以色列人他们用话来顶撞我们的神。
You see how the Israelites rebel. Against God with their words.
结果他们还说我们用什么话来顶撞你呢
？And they say, how have we rebelled against you?
弟兄姊妹，为什么他们怎么顶撞的
？How did they rebel against God?
他们有一段很长侍奉神的历史。
They have this long tradition and history of serving.
他们不是刚刚侍奉神。
They did not just begin to serve God.
他们侍奉神有了一段的经历。
They have some experience in serving God.
现在他们居然说我们侍奉神是徒然。
And yet, now they say that it is in vain that we serve God.
我们遵守神所吩咐的有什么益处呢
？And how it benefits as we obey His.
我们把最好的时间都奉献给。
We have offered to Him our best time.
经过了三十年和四十年。
After 30, 40 years.
和我同班的同学一比较，你看看我们今天得到什么呢
？When I compare to my own classmates, what have I gained?
侍奉神是徒然的。
To serve God is in vain.
遵守神所吩咐也有什么益处呢
？To obey His command, what benefit it is?
在万军之耶和华面前苦苦斋戒有什么益处呢
？What is the benefit for us to hold fast between the Lord of hosts?
你不是奉献，而且你全部全然的奉献，有什么好处呢
not only you have offered yourself, but you have offered yourself completely. And what does that benefit?
当初我们奉献从来没有计算代价的。
When we begin to offer ourselves, we never count the cost.
但到了有一天,
but one day,
当你回过头去看你的历史的时候,
when you look back into your own history,
我这样做有什么好处呢?
What benefit have I gained?
我真的得到什么呢?
What did I gain?
所以弟兄姊妹, 你看见这里的情形就像老底家的情形一样。
You see, the condition here is like the condition in Laodicea.
我们的主在门外叩门。
Our Lord is knocking the door on the outside.
主要进来坐席。
He wants to come in to sit at the banquet.
不止这一般人在那里彼此谈论。
Not only these people are talking to one another.
你看见天上的神要侧耳而听。
The God of heaven will listen attentively.
所以当你比较马拉基书和启示录二章三章的时候,
So when you compare and contrast Malachi with Revelation chapter 2 and 3,
你能看见说神用同样的题材,
you will see that God has the same subject.
口气是一样的口气。
He uses the same, same style, the same tone.
所以你看口气是一模一样的。
He used the same tone of words.
我们要注意一下, 在马拉基以前呢, 有很多的先知,
we know that there are many prophets before Malachi.
他们用的style, 他们用的那个题材啊, 都是宣告, 多半是宣告的题材。
The style that they have adapted are mostly proclamation.
那么神的话临到我, 怎样怎样怎样, 那是都是宣告的话。
They always begin that the word of God has come to me and so and so and so.
那马拉基是最后的先知。
But Malachi is the last prophet.
我们知道大概公元前600年左右, 以色列犹大的两个支派就被掳到巴比伦去了。
We know about 600 BC, the two tribes of Judah has been taken captive.
他们没有圣殿, 所以他们罪不能得到解决。
They have no synagogue, so they cannot Their sins cannot be resolved.
不过在巴比伦他们仍旧可以读圣经可以祷告。
But in Babylon, they can still read the word and they can still pray.
所以每10个人他们就可以有一个会堂。
And so every 10 men, they will form a synagogue.
到了安息日的时候,
On the day of Sabbath,
虽然没有祭司献祭,
Even though they have no priest to make offerings,
但是呢, 现在他们读神的话。
But now, they read the word of God.
那先知是明白神的话。
Priests are people who understand the word of God.
是先知来告宣告神的旨意。
The priests are the ones who proclaim the will of God.
所以以色列人被掳以前,
So before the captivity of the Israelites,
你看见祭司的体系, priesthood 是非常主要的。
You see that the priesthood is a major thing.
因为祭司是和圣殿紧紧连在一起。
Because the priests are closely knit to the temple.
那么自从他们被掳到巴比伦以后,
But since they were taken captive to Babylon,
现在他们只有会堂。
Now they only have synagogues.
神的话变得非常的重要。
But God's word becomes very major.
所以因为祭司已经不能尽他们的职事。
And because the priest can no longer perform their priestly duties.
所以现在最主要的职事乃是先知的职事。
And now the most important duty is the duty of the prophet.
那么那个时候呢, 他们主要是教导以色列的百姓。
And their main duty is to teach the people of Israel.
那马拉基几乎是最后的先知。
Malachi is the last prophet.
所以因为那个时候已经有了会堂。
And because at that time they already have synagogues.
所以当马拉基在那里说预言的时候,
And when Malachi had prophecy,
那这个时候你看他的题材有了很大的改变。
And now you see that his subject matter is greatly changed.
不再像从前的先知一样。
His style is not at the same as the previous prophet.
像撒加利亚、像哈该等等。
Not like Zechariah or Haggai.
或者以赛亚。
Or Isaiah.
或者耶利米。
Or Jeremiah.
或者是以西结。
Or Ezekiel.
当他们说预言的时候是用宣告的方式。
When they speak prophecy, they speak in such way as to proclaim.
但到了马拉基不同了。
But Malachi is different.
因为会堂的建立以后,
After the construction of the synagogue,
现在先知有一个责任要教导。
Now the prophet has a duty to teach.
所以现在他不只是用宣告的题材。
So he will no longer use the style to proclaim.
他一面是先知, 一面也是教师。
On one hand, he is a prophet. On the other hand, he is a teacher.
所以他就开始教导神的话。
So he began to teach the word of God.
当以色列人光景荒凉的时候,
When the Israelites are in such a
desolation, 马拉基不止责备他们,
Malachi not only rebuked them,
马拉基要教导他们,
He would teach them.
要叫他们明白过来,
To cause them to understand.
他们里面是黑暗的,
and to see their darkness.
当神光照他们的时候，
when God shined upon them,
神说你藐视我的名。
He says you despise my name.
他们在黑暗里面。
They are in the dark.
他们还说我们在什么地方藐视呢？
They say where have we despised your name?
所以这个时候，弟兄姊妹，
this time,
你不光是责备，
not only you need to rebuke,
你还要叫他们从黑暗里面醒悟过来。
You also need to cause them to be awakened from the darkness.
所以这需要教导。
This requires teaching.
所以马拉基不只是先知，马拉基也是教师。
Malachi is not only a prophet, he's also a teacher.
那么他怎么教导呢？
How did he teach?
你看当他教导的时候，
And when he teach them,
他知道有一种的教导是最有效最有果效的。
He knows that there is certain style of teaching is most effective.
所以他就用了问答的题材。
So he used the dialogue.
弟兄姊妹明白吗？当以色列不明白，当以色列人他们在黑暗里面的时候，
When the Israelites have lost in their darkness,
那这个时候先知如果说话的话，
If this time the prophet began to speak,
如果要他们明白神的旨意的话，
If the prophet wants them to understand the will of God,
你要先问他一个问题，
You need to first ask them a question.
弟兄姊妹一问一答，
Francisco with a question and an answer.
从问答里面你就知道对方的光景。
And from the question and answer, you will begin to tell their condition.
从问答里面，你知道应该怎么样对症下药。
And from this question and answer, you know where to find a way to heal them.
这就是为什么到了马拉基书，你看有七段的话都是问答方式。
And that's why in the book of Malachi, you find seven dialogues.
而最稀奇的启示录二章三章也是如此。
And most amazingly, Revelation chapter 2 and 3 is the same style.
你知道在希腊世界里面有三个伟大的教师。
You know that the Greeks have produced three great teachers.
一个是苏格拉底，一个是柏拉图，一个是亚里士多德。
Socrates, Plato, and Aristotle.
那他们曾经教导了他们的弟子一共130年。
They have taught their students for 130 years.
你知道苏格拉底的特点在什么地方？
You know what is so unique about Socrates?
苏格拉底怎么教导他的弟子呢？
How does Socrates teach his students?
大家都知道苏格拉底有他特别的方式。
Everyone knows that he has a special method.
他都是用问答的方式。
He always used questions.
所以圣经学者认为马拉基应该是希伯来世界里面的苏格拉底。
And so many people believe that Malachi should be the Socrates of Hebrews.
所以你就可以知道为什么马拉基书是这样的一个题材。
So you know why he used such style.
但是我想对我们来说，
But as for us,
最重要在这里，
the most important
thing 就是不管圣灵是用什么样的题材，
No matter what format the Holy Spirit will use,
启示也好，
through revelation,
教导也好，
through teaching,
但是弟兄姊妹你看见圣灵的目的就是叫我们，圣灵的目的就是叫光能够渗透到我们里面最黑暗的角落。
But no matter what format, the Holy Spirit always wants to bring the light to penetrate into our darkness.
老底家不只是贫穷。
Laodicea is not only poor.
老底家难处更严重，他不知道他自己贫穷。
The most difficulties with the church of Laodicea is that they do not know their poor.
所以在老底家身上不只是贫穷，而且贫穷加上瞎眼。
And that's why they're not only poor, they're also blind.
那今天在主回来以前。
And today, before the Lord returns,
你看见在一般神的儿女身上，
you see that in some children of God,
你看见他们不只是贫穷，
you see that they're not only poor,
他们不知道他们贫穷，
they don't know that they're poor.
在另外一般神的儿女身上，他们知道他们自己贫穷。
In another group of children of God, they know they're poor.
他们容易谦卑，
and therefore they're able to
humble. 他们容易受教，
they are teachable.
同样的一本书，
with the same book,
你看对一般的弟兄姊妹说，这个我们不知道读了多少遍了。
To some people, they say, "We have read so many times."
但有一般的弟兄们，他们觉得这是好像我们从来没有读过一样。
But to another group of brothers and sisters, they say it's as if we have never read it before.
请记得，
please remember.
现在马拉基说话的对象，
and the subjects to whom the Malachi spoke to,
不是对那些真正贫穷的人。
It is not to those people who are truly.
有的人贫穷，他也知道自己贫穷。
Some people who are poor, they know they're poor.
我这里一般人是他贫穷，他不知道自己贫穷。
But here he spoke to these people who are poor yet they do not know they're poor.
他不知道自己失败。
They have failed yet they don't know they're failure.
他还以为自己得胜的很。
They still thought that they had triumphed.
我们走在神旨意的道路中。
We are walking in the will of God.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
明白吗？
Do you understand?
这里有一些的话是特别神对这一般人来说的。
Here there are special words that God has spoken to this group of people.
所以当主回来以前。
So before his return,
主要呼召一般的圣者。
He will call to a group of overcomers.
等迎接主的回来。
Those who will wait and receive his coming.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
有我们要记得，在主回来以前。
We need to remember that before he comes.
神百姓的光景，一面像马拉基那样所说的，一面也像启示录那里所告诉我。
The condition of the children of God will be as the description according to Malachi and also as described in Revelation.
我想我们很简单的就从马拉基第一章开始。
We will simply begin from Malachi chapter 1.
一开始耶和华说，我曾爱你们，你们却说你在何事上爱我们。
In the beginning, God says, I have loved you, but you say, how have you loved us?
弟兄姊妹。
Francis,
当神说我曾爱你们。
When God told us that I have loved you,
证明这个爱是有一段历史的。
And it proves that there is a history to His love.
这不是第一天的故事。
This is not the first day story.
这不是两个人第一次见面的故事。
This is not their first encounter.
这个爱已经有了一段历史。
There is already some history to this love.
神记得他的爱没有褪色。
God remembered that His love never faded.
神记得他的爱没有改变。
God remembers that His love never changed.
现在神对他们说，我曾爱你。
Now God says to them, I have loved you.
但是这里的反应是什么?
But what is the response
here? 你在什么事上爱我们呢?
How have you loved me?
所以这里的爱是个受伤的爱。
And so here is a wounded love.
这里的爱是心中滴血的爱。
And here is a love dripping with blood.
当神在那里说这句话的时候,
When God was speaking such words,
他的心仿佛在那里滴血的。滴血。许多时候我们在主面前的情形。
Many times our condition before God.
我们以为我们是爱他。我们以为我们的光景是对的。
We thought that we loved him and our condition is right.
但是马拉基书一开始给我们看一个受伤的爱。
Malachi begins to show us a wounded love.
我曾爱你们，你们却说你在何事上爱我们。
I have loved you, yet you say, how have you loved us?
那下面神就告诉我们他怎么爱我们。
Now God begins to tell us how he loved us.
他说以扫不是雅各的哥哥吗？
He says, was not Esau Jacob's brother?
我却爱雅各。
Yeah, I have loved Jacob.
那弟兄姊妹都知道雅各跟以扫的故事。
Brothers and sisters, you all know the story of Jacob and Esau.
这故事是双胞胎的故事。
This is the story of the twins.
因为雅各想尽办法希望最先出来。
Jacob used all his means to be the firstborn.
结果最后他还是做了第二。
And yet he came out the second.
所以以扫就变成了雅各的哥哥。
And so Esau became his elder brother.
这什么意思?
What does that mean?
在旧约来说,
In the Old Testament,
那个长子是个有条件的人。
A firstborn is someone with a requirement.
如果做父亲的话,
If he is the father,
他的拣选当然是拣选长子。
His selection must be the firstborn.
这他能力最大的时候生的。
And because he has born him in his strongest years.
所以圣经长子的名分是个特别的名分。
So the firstborn received a special place.
以扫不是雅各的哥哥吗?
Wasn't Esau Jacob's brother?
我却爱雅各。
Yet I have loved Jacob.
以扫比雅各先出来。
Esau came out before Jacob.
以扫就是条件来讲胜过雅各。
And Esau has a better requirement than Jacob.
但神就是爱没有条件的雅各。
But the Lord loves Jacob.
我们知道说圣经告诉我们神是亚伯拉罕的神。
The Bible tells us that God is the God of Abraham.
这个我们能懂，这个我们能领会。
This we can understand.
神是以撒的神，我们也能明白。
We also understand that God is the God of Isaac.
但神怎么是雅各的神?
But how can God be the God of Jacob?
所以这里有个爱叫做拣选的爱。
And here is a love that is the love of selection.
神拣选亚伯拉罕有道理。神拣选亚伯拉罕有道理。
God has every reason to select Abraham.
神拣选以撒也有道理。
He also has reasons to elect Isaac.
最没有道理的神拣选了以撒，雅各。
Yet he has no reason to elect Jacob.
弟兄姊妹，
Francis,
这里给我们看神在哪一件事情在爱我们呢？
Here it shows us how has God loved us.
有一个爱叫做拣选的爱。
There is a love called the love of election.
我们这些人就是被神看上。
We are the object of His love.
我们都是没有条件的一般人。
We have no reasons.
但神爱我们。
But God loves us.
神无缘无故地爱上了我们。
He loved us without any reason.
但是不止这样。
Not only so.
当你读雅各的历史的时候。
When you read the story of Jacob,
当你读以色列历史的时候
when you read the story of the Israelites,
下面我们的主特别讲的以东
and God especially mentioned Edom.
现在当你看见神是历史的神的时候
now when you see God is the God of history,
你看见神怎么带领以色列雅各的后裔，神怎么带领以扫的后裔
you see how God led the descendant of Jacob and also the descendant of
Esau. 你就知道在什么地方神爱上了我。
Now you understand where God has loved us.
所以下面讲到以东的故事。
Then he tells us the story of Edom.
以东曾经被毁坏过。
Edom was thrown down.
但是以东人怎么说？
But what did the Edomites say?
他说我们要重建荒废之处。
He says we will rebuild the ruins.
在这句话讲这句话的时候。
And when they spoke these words,
刚好在历史上有一个阿拉伯的帝国，第一个阿拉伯帝国诞生在这个世界上。
And there was the first Arab nation born at that time.
你知道这就是神给以实玛利的应许。
And this is the promise which God has given to Ishmael.
以实玛利有一天要成为大的帝国。
One day Ishmael will become a great nation.
那么以实玛利的长子叫尼拜约。
The firstborn of Ishmael is.
尼拜不要紧，反正，就叫尼拜约。那么。结果呢他所建立的帝国就叫做拿巴天帝国 Nabatean Kingdom.
And he has built, oh, the firstborn of Ishmael is Nebat, and so his kingdom is called the Nebatean Kingdom.
对这个拿巴天帝国呢是可以说是在罗马帝国那个时候以前在这个在红海附近是个很大的帝国。
The Nebatean Kingdom is a great kingdom before theRoman Kingdom.
一直从西乃半岛一直到西乃半岛然后一直到这个叙利亚那一带通通是他们的天下。
From the Sinai Peninsula all the way to Syria, those land, those territory all belong to them.
所以在那个时候呢我们的拿巴的帝国就建立了一个很大的帝国。
So we know that Nebat has built a great nation.
他们就把 Petra, 就是佩特拉这个城当作他们的京城。
And they have taken the city of Petra as their capital.
我们叫 Petra 就是俄巴底亚所说的那座城也就是这个以扫就是以东地那个京城。
And we know that Petra is in the land of Edom.
所以从那个以后开始以东人从来没有抬过起头过。
From then on, the Edomites never raised their head again.
就像这里圣经所说的一样。
Just like the scripture described.
你看见他永远被拆毁。
He was forever thrown down.
那弟兄姊妹，你在是我到底神在什么事上爱我们
？Brothers and sisters, so where has God loved us?
我们回过头去看神在我们身上的带领。
As we turn back and see how God has led our lives.
当你回头来看那段历史的时候
，When you look back to the history.
你看神怎么对待以东
？You see how God has treated the Edomites.
你我就知道到底神在什么事上爱上我们。
Then you and I can understand where God has loved us.
当神说这个话的时候
When God spoke these words,
你知道大概是主前四百多年的时候
It is about 400 years before his coming.
那个时候以色列人呢他们有一部分人已经回到他们的故乡
At that time, a group of Israelites has already returned to their homeland.
我大概说一下
I just briefly mentioned
在以色列的国度是最荣耀的时候是大卫的时候
During the heydays of the Israelite nation, that's during the time of King David.
然后到了所罗门，可以说把圣殿建造起来了。
And then when they come to the time of Solomon, he has built the temple.
所罗门身上有两个特点。
Solomon has two unique points.
一个特点就是建造圣殿。
One is he has built the temple.
还有他是全世界最有智慧的人。
And the second, he is the wisest king in the whole world.
但是很可惜。
Unfortunately,
一个最有智慧的人做了一件最愚昧的事。
The wisest king has done something most foolish.
没有一件事比拜偶像更愚昧。
There's nothing more foolish than idolatry.
在旧约时候
，During the Old Testament,
没有一个人那个智慧能比上所罗门。
There's no wisdom that can compare to the wisdom of Solomon.
在智慧上，他可以说爬到顶点最高峰了。
In terms of wisdom, he has climbed to the summit.
但是同样一个人，他跌到最深的谷。
Yet the same man who climbed to the summit has fallen to the depths of the valley.
他拜了偶像。
He has worshipped idols.
那因着他拜偶像的结果。
And because he worshipped idols.
以色列就被分裂成南国和北国。
Israelites were split into the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom. 北国有十个支派，南国有两个支派。10 tribes in the northern kingdom and 2 tribes in the southern kingdom.
所以以色列的分裂乃是因为拜偶像的结果。
So the split of Israelites is because of idolatry.
那么这个十个支派是北十个支派和两边的南个两个两边南个两南边的两个支派。
And there's 10 tribes in the north plus the 2 tribes in the south.
他们实在说来仍就是神的子。
They are still the people of God.
不过他们有一个敬拜的中心。
And they have a central point of worship.
那就是耶路撒冷。
That is in Jerusalem.
虽然他们分成南国跟北国。
Although they are divided into northern kingdom and southern kingdom.
但是每年三次他们还是要到耶路撒冷去过节。
But 3 times a year, they still need to travel to Jerusalem to hold a feast.
政治上他们可以有两个实体。
In politics, they can have 2 governments.
但在属灵上他们永远不能分。
But spiritually, they can never be divided.
他们只有一个见证，就是耶路撒冷。
They can have only one testimony, which is Jerusalem.
他们的见证是根据于神的同在。
And their testimony is based on the presence of God.
而神的同在就是圣殿所代表。
And God's presence is represented by the temple.
那现在你看见圣殿也好，圣耶路撒冷也好。
Now you can see whether it is the temple or Jerusalem.
神是把神的同在和他的见证放在两个支派的肩膀上。
God has placed the burden of his testimony on the shoulder of 2 tribes.
就是犹大和便雅悯这两个支派。
It is the tribe of Judah and Benjamin.
他们是神的子民，不错。
They are the people of God.
和十个支派是一模一样的。
They are the same with the rest of the 10 tribes.
不过关乎神的见证和神的同在，神是把这个两个责任放在他们的肩膀上。
Yet in regards to God's testimony and His presence, He has placed them on the shoulder of these 2 tribes.
到了后来，十个支派他们就不再来敬拜了。
Towards the end, the 10 tribes will no longer return to
worship. 这是非常得罪神的一件事。
And this has wrong. They have sinned greatly against God.
因为他们就是怕人到了南国去以后，心就被犹大国掳去了。
And because they were afraid that as people go back to Jerusalem to worship, their hearts will be taken captive.
所以他们另外就设立了另外一个敬拜的中心。
And they established another place for worship.
我们知道这件事是完全得罪神的一件事。
We know that this has totally sinned against God.
但是虽然这样，
even though
你看见北国也好，南国也好，他们就继续的往再继续就写他们的历史。
And yet, both the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom continue to write their history.
但是我们都知道，他们的历史是失败的历史。
But we all know that their history is a history of failure.
你看北国的十个支派，他们拜了偶像。
The 10 tribes in the northern kingdom they worship the idols.
他们属灵的光景越来越低沉。
Their spiritual condition continues to fall.
到了最后，在公元前722年的时候，神就任凭他们被掳到。
At the end in 722, that God has allowed them to take captive to Assyria.
就是今天伊拉克的北边。
Assyrians are people who live in the northern Iraq today.
100年以后。
100 years later.
两个支派也得罪神。
The 2 tribes also sinned against God.
结果他们被掳到巴比伦。
And they were taken captive to Babylon.
巴比伦就是今天伊拉克的南部。
And Babylon is the southern region of Iraq today.
所以请大家记得。
Please remember.
今天伊拉克的势力重新抬头。
Today, Iraq began to raise up their power again.
它所代表的就是旧约里面的亚述和巴比伦。
What Iraq represents today is the Old Testament Assyria and Babylon.
十个支派被掳到亚述，两个支派被掳到巴比伦。
10 tribes was taken captive to Assyria and 2 tribes taken captive
to Babylon. 他们的祖宗亚伯拉罕从犹伯拉底河那边渡过河。
Their ancestors, their forefathers, Abraham has crossed over the river of Euphrates.
希伯来人的意思就是渡过河的意思。
Hebrews means those who had crossed over the river.
等到以色列人失败的时候。
And until the time the Israelites had failed.
他们当初从哪里来，结果他们要回到哪里。
They had returned back to where they came from.
亚伯拉罕从巴比伦来，所以两个支派要回到巴比伦去。
Abraham came out of Babylon, so two tribes returned back to Babylon.
亚伯拉罕在哈兰停留了一段时间，所以我们知道，连十个支派最后被掳回去的地方，也就是哈兰所在的地方。
Abraham stayed in a place called Haran for a period of time. Therefore, the ten tribes also were taken captives to that region.
十个支派不关心神的见证。
These ten tribes did not care about the testimony of God.
他们不管圣礼、圣殿和圣，他们不关心神的见证，不关心圣殿，也不关心圣城。
They don't care about the temple. They don't care about the holy city.
他们都是神的子民。
They're all people of God.
他们都失败。
They all failed.
十个支派被掳，两个支派也被掳。
Ten tribes were taken captive, and the two tribes also were taken captive.
十个支派被掳到亚述以后。
After ten tribes were taken to Assyria,
他们从那里慢慢就往东移，就消失了，这就成为失落的十个支派。
And from there, they continued to move eastward, and then gradually they were all lost. These are the ten, these are the lost ten tribes.
有一部分就到了今天的阿富汗。
And some have already traveled to Afghanistan today.
因为阿富汗有六十个部落，每一个部落的名字都是十个支派的名字。
And in Afghanistan, they have 60 tribes, and some of the tribes' names are the tribes of the ten, from the ten tribes.
后来他们再往东移到了西藏，就到了中国，也到了印度。
They continue to move eastward and move to Tibet and also to China and India.
这就是失落的十个支派，他们再也没有回来了。
And these are the ten lost tribes which never returned.
他们不在乎神的见证。
They do not care about the testimony of God.
他们不在乎神的同在。
They don't care about the presence of God.
所以神就任凭他们漂流到世界每一个角落去。
So God allowed them to wander to all the corners of
the earth. 他们仍旧是神的子民。
They're still the people of God.
神拣选他们从来没有后悔过。
God has elected them and he never regretted his election.
但是请记得
But please remember,
那两个支派
for those two tribes,
被掳到巴比伦以后
after they were taken to Babylon,
七十年以后神带领他们。
After 70 years, God has led them back to Jerusalem.
这两班的人，你如果读马拉基书，称他们做犹大人。
And these two tribes, if you read the book of Malachi, it refers to them as the Judas.
犹大人就是今天我们所说的犹太人。
And they are the Jews today.
犹太人是特别指着那两个支派来说的。
The Jews refers to the descendants from these two tribes.
他们被掳到巴比伦。
They were taken to Babylon.
他们带着圣经回来。
And they brought the scripture back.
他们也带着会堂回来。
They also brought back the synagogue.
所以犹太人的特点是两个，一个是一本书，还有一个就是他的会堂。
And so the Jews had two uniqueness. One is their book, the Torah, and then the other is their synagogue.
今天全世界大概就1400万到1600万人。
And today there's only about
1600万到1600万。
16 million people left.
不要忘记，这就是两个支派的，这不是十个支派的。
Please remember, this is just these two tribes.
那这两个支派因着神的怜悯，结果七十年以后，他们又回来了。
By the mercy of God, these two tribes people they came back after 70 years.
他们回来，凭着自己不能回来。
By themselves, they're unable to return.
因为七十在圣经里面代表天然的岁数。
And because 70 represents a natural age in the Bible.
他们如果回来的话
if they return,
你看见一定是神做了他的工作。
It must be because God has done his work.
经过了七十年
after 70 years,
每一个人都被带到了天然生命的尽头。
Each one of them has been brought to the end of their natural life.
所以从巴比伦回到耶路撒冷，这是神的工作。
So to return from Babylon to Jerusalem, this is the work of God.
这个工作是复活的工作。
This is the work of resurrection.
没有一个人能做的。
Because no one can do such a
work. 因为人都已经被带到了天然的尽头。
Because all men have been brought to the end of their age.
我们知道以但以理离开的时候是二十几岁。
We know that Daniel was in his 20s when he left Jerusalem.
他已经九十几岁了。
He is now about 90.
他只能为以色列人祷告。
He can only pray for the Israelites.
他没有可能跟着他们回来。
It is impossible for him to follow them.
所以在恢复这件事情上。
So in terms of restoration.
从巴比伦回到耶路撒冷这件事。
in terms of returning from Babylon.
这个工作乃是复活的工作。
This is the work of resurrection.
是没有一个人能够做的。
It is not a work of man.
神乃是等到我们到了尽头了，神开始他的工作。
God is waiting for us to arrive to our end so that he can begin his work.
就作以色列来讲。
According to the Israelites,
他们的前途是在巴比伦。
Their future rests in Babylon.
他们到了巴比伦以后。
After they arrive in Babylon,
他们应该就留在巴比伦。
They should remain in Babylon.
请记得。
Please remember.
回来这件事是不可能的。
It is impossible to return.
我们怎么知道呢？
How do we know this?
因为以色列人本来是最好的农夫。
And because the Israelites were the best farmers.
但自从他被掳到巴比伦以后。
But since they were taken captive into Babylon,
他们就成为最成功的商人。
They become the most successful merchants.
犹太人一直到今天是最成功的商人，就是因为被掳到巴比伦。
Until today, they are the most successful merchants because they were taken captive to Babylon.
他们从巴比伦学会了所有的金融各方面的技术。
In Babylon, they have learned all the methods and ways to do business.
而且他们在巴比伦可以有自由的。
And in Babylon, they also have their freedom.
所以年轻人到了巴比伦。
So for the young people who arrived to Babylon,
由以色列人前途当然在巴比伦。
Of course, their future rests in Babylon.
所以他们当然从那里就到了伦敦，到了美国，到了纽约，就到了各地就去。
Of course, from there they will travel to London and to United States and to New York.
但是稀奇的很。
But amazingly,
70年以后
after 70 years,
圣灵大大的做工。
The Holy Spirit has done a mighty work.
不是所有的人身上做工。
He did not do this work in all the people.
几百万人出去。
And then hundreds of thousands of people who left.
结果神感动大概五万人。
But only about 50,000.
这些人他们愿意回到空城耶路撒冷。
These 50,000 are willing to return to an empty city in Jerusalem.
他们愿意回到废墟，把祭坛重建，把圣殿重建起来。
They're willing to return to the ruins to rebuild the altar, to rebuild the temple.
不止第一代回来。
Not only the first generation.
第二代尼希米跟以斯拉也回来。
The second generation, Nehemiah and Ezra also returned.
第一代回来你能了解。
You can understand why the first generation.
因为想念他们的故乡。
Because they missed their homeland.
他们怀念耶路撒冷。
And they missed Jerusalem.
但对于生在巴比伦的以斯拉跟尼希米来说。
But as for Nehemiah and Ezra who were born in Babylon.
他们根本没有看见过耶路撒冷。
They have never seen Jerusalem.
他们对耶路撒冷没有感情。
They have no emotional tie to Jerusalem.
他们的前途根本在巴比伦。
Because their future is already in Babylon.
所以你可以想象到，根据那个时候的情形，可以说他们完全被带到尽头了。
You can imagine, according to their predicament, they have already been brought to the end.
如果两年你就回来，你可以凭着你自己力量回来。
If you were only taken captive for 2 years and return, you can do it by
yourself. 老的一辈有的就躺在巴比伦。
Some of the older ones, they have already died in
Babylon. 年轻的一辈根本没有看见过耶路撒冷。
The younger generation has never seen Jerusalem.
现在你知道什么叫七十年。
Now you understand what the 70 years mean.
没有一个考验比七十年考验更严厉。
There's not a test more severe than the test of 70 years.
如果有人说我从巴比伦回到耶路撒冷。
If someone says I returned to Jerusalem,
你要说这件事不是你做的。
You know you did not do such thing.
你不可能做这件事。
It's impossible for you to do it.
这件事是神在复活里面做的。
But God has done this in the work of resurrection.
我们应该都像以东一样。
We should all be like Edom.
以东一旦被拆毁，是永远不能够再重建。
Once Edom was thrown down, it is completely in ruin. It cannot be rebuilt.
那么弟兄姊妹，神在哪件事情在爱这一班人？
Where has God loved this group of people?
如果神爱他们的话，
If God loves them,
神为什么把他们带到巴比伦去？
Why did God brought them to Babylon the first place?
你明白吗？
Do you understand?
以利比告诉我们说，
Jeremiah tells us,
他们害的一种病是绝症，是 terminal disease.
They have a disease that is a terminal disease.
换句话说，他们是没有药可以医的。
In other words, there is no medicine to cure it.
弟兄姊妹，神为什么把他们落到巴比伦去？
Why did God take them to Babylon?
就是因为神爱他。
It is because God loves them.
如果他们问神说，神啊，你在什么事上爱我们？
If they ask God, where have you loved us?
因为神把他们掳到巴比伦。
It is because God has taken them to Babylon.
你说掳到巴比伦，这是神的爱吗？
He said, how can this be God's love to be taken captive?
掳到巴比伦正是神的爱。
This is exactly God's love.
掳到巴比伦以前。
before they were taken to Babylon,
根据以西结书的记载，
according to the recordings in Ezekiel,
他们暗暗地变了他们的心。
They have secretly changed their
heart. 他们暗暗拜了偶像。
They hiddenly worship the idol.
表面上什么都是对的，台面底下什么都是错。
Outwardly everything is right, but inwardly everything is wrong.
弟兄姊妹，
Francis,
神要以色列人做透明的人。
God wants the Israelites to be transparent.
你里面怎样，外面就怎样。
However, you are inward, your outward will be the same.
你里面已经不行了。
But your inward is already
wrong. 所以神愿意让石头，圣殿的石头一块都不留在一块石头上。
And that's why God allowed a stone on the temple not to be rest on each other.
现在神要医治他们的病。
Because God wants to heal their disease.
拜偶像的病怎么来医治他们呢？
To heal their disease of worshiping the idol.
我举个例子给大家听。
I give you an example.
当我的小儿子小的时候，
When my younger son was young,
我们教导他，你要比方说你要吃什么东西，你要告诉我们。
We taught him, it says, if you want to eat anything, you need to let us know.
我们说他很喜欢吃冰淇淋。
We know that he loves to eat ice cream.
我说你可以告诉我们，我们给你冰淇淋。
We taught him that you can tell us and we will give you ice cream.
但是你不可以偷吃冰淇淋。
But you cannot eat ice cream on your own.
结果有一天他偷吃冰淇淋。
And one day he ate ice cream without
telling. 那我们希望说一次永远的能把这些问题把它解决了，叫他不再偷吃冰淇淋。
We want to resolve this issue once for all.
鞭子当然有用，但是不是那么有用。
Of course, there is some effectiveness in whip, but it's not always effective.
所以我们就说，你不是喜欢吃冰淇淋吗？
So we say, oh, you like to eat ice cream?
现在我给你一个冰淇淋。
Now I give you one ice cream.
两个冰淇淋。
Two ice cream.
这还不够痛快。
It's not
五个冰淇淋。
I gave you five ice cream.
五个冰淇淋还不够痛快。
It is still not enough.
再加你两个。
I gave you two more.
到了第十个，他再也不要吃冰淇淋。
After we gave him the tenth one, he doesn't want ice
cream anymore. 他以后再也不敢开冰箱了。
From then on, he never dared to go open the refrigerator by himself. 弟兄姊妹， brothers and sisters,
神说我曾爱你们。
God says, I have loved you.
当他看见以色列人拜偶像的时候，
when he saw the Israelites worshiping the idol,
神要医治他们的疾病。
God wants to heal their disease.
神知道这是绝症。
Because God knows this is a terminal disease.
现在神不能不用一副猛药，很猛烈的药。
God needs to use a very strong medicine.
神让他们落到巴比伦去。
And cause them to be taken to Babylon.
当初的亚伯拉罕从巴比伦来。
Formerly Abraham came out of Babylon.
光是加勒底的乌尔。
Just in the land of the Ur in Chaldea.
根据考古学家告诉我们。
According to the
archaeologist.不光不是两千尊的偶像，是两千种的偶像。
There are 2,000 types of idols found in Chaldean.
所以如果你要拜偶像，拜的最痛快的地方是巴比伦。
So if you want to worship idols, the best place to do so is in Babylon.
你们既然拜了偶像，
since you worship idols,
你们既然伤了神的心，
since you have hurt my heart,
那现在我要把你们裸到一个地方。
Now I will let you to be taken captive.
你们本来就是从那里来的。
You originally were from there.
往东是偶像，往西是偶像。
You look at the east, there's idols. The west is idols.
醒的时候是偶，睡的时候是偶像，醒的时候也是偶像。
You sleep with the idols, you wake up with the idols.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters.
当你再看见偶像，你要从里面吐出来。
When you see idols again, you will spit out the idols.
果然，弟兄姊妹。
And that was
70年以后。
After 70 years.
以色列人回到耶路撒冷。
The Israelites returned to Jerusalem.
历史学家告诉我们，
historian tells us,
以色列人拜偶像的病果然被医治好了。
The disease to worship idols were cured.
弟兄姊妹，请记得，
brothers and sisters, please
等到他们被带回耶路撒冷，
until they were taken back to Jerusalem,
神医治好了他们的疾病。
God has cured their disease.
但是不光这样，
not only so.
请记得，当圣灵感动他们的时候，
When the Holy Spirit moved their hearts,
他们为什么要回来？
Why did they come back?
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？
Do you know?
当他们在耶路撒冷，在迦南地的时候，
When they're in Jerusalem, in the land of Canaan,
那个肩膀已经在他们身上了。
The shoulder is already on.
两个支派的身上的肩膀就是一个耶路撒冷，一个圣殿。
And the burden on their shoulder is Jerusalem and the temple.
一个代表神的同在，一个代表神的见证。
One represents God's testimony, one represents God's presence.
里面有神的同在，外面当然有神的见证。
And if you have God's presence, indwelling presence, of course you have the outward testimony.
当他们没有被掳的时候。
But prior to their captivity.
同样是神的子民。
The same group of people.
十个支派是他们的同胞。
The ten tribes are their brothers.
用我们懂的话来讲，大家都得救，都上天堂。
If we understand that, we would say, yeah, we're all saved. We
can all go to heaven. 但是十个支派就是只是十个支派。
But the ten tribes, all the ten tribes.
这两个支派神特别拣选他们。
And these two tribes were especially elected by God.
神把见证和同在和见证的责任放在他们的肩膀。
God has placed upon their shoulder the responsibility of testimony and presence.
他们到了巴比伦。
They went to Babylon.
他们回到世界。
They returned to the world.
弟兄姊妹，当整个巴比伦的前途摆在他们前面的时候。
When the entire future of Babylon is placed before them,
只有傻瓜愿意回到耶路撒冷。
Only the fools would be willing to return to Jerusalem.
只有那些人心中还有神的同在，还有神的见证的人。
Only those people who still carry the presence of God and the testimony of God.
他们回来有一个目的。
They will return with a purpose.
把神的同在带回来。
To bring back God's presence.
不只把神的同在带回来。
Not only to bring back God's
presence. 而且也把神的见证带回来。
Also to bring back God's testimony.
以斯拉回来
Ezra returned.
不止美化了圣殿
Not only beautified the temple.
尼希米回来
Nehemiah returned.
重建了圣城
He has rebuilt the city.
弟兄姊妹
Francis,
这什么意思
What does that mean?
这些人虽然他们不好
These people, although they are not perfect.
虽然他们软弱
Although they are weak.
但是你看神爱他们
But you see God loves them.
神拣选他们
God has selected them.
神让他们能回到耶路撒冷
God allows them to return to Jerusalem.
回到这个，回到不光重建圣殿，也重建圣城。
Not only to rebuild the holy temple, but also the holy city.
把神的同在带回来。
To bring back God's presence.
把神的见证也带回来。
And to bring back His testimony.
弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers,
你想想看，这是何等的爱。
Can you see what great love?
为什么神把这样的爱给他们
？Why has God given them such love?
你和以东比一比，你就知道。
If you compare to Edom, then you will understand.
弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters,
如果以色列能回来
if the Israelites can return,
证明神爱他们
it proves that God loves
证明那个时候是管教的时候
it proves that that was the time to discipline
那个时候不是毁灭的时候
that wasn't the time to destroy
对以东来讲
for Edomites
那个时候是毁灭
that is the hand to destroy
但对以色列来讲
but to the Israelites
虽然他们被掳了
although they were taken captive
感谢主
but praise the Lord
神医治他们
God healed them
他们不止不再拜偶像
Not only they will not worship
God, 他们把神的同在带回来。
They also bring back His presence.
他们也把神的见证带回来。
They also bring back the testimony of God.
弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
等到他们读到马拉基书的时候
，When they read the book of Malachi,
神开他们的眼睛。
God has opened their eyes.
他们回来，他们不知不觉地做了一件事。
They return and they have done something.
因为根据马拉基书
，According to Malachi,
当弥赛亚回来的时候。
When the Messiah shall return,
忽然进入他的圣殿
All sin he will enter into.
这什么意思
？What does that mean？
在弥赛亚回来以前
，And before Messiah returns，
圣殿已经建立好了
，The temple is already built.
如果这些人不回来的话
，If these people do not return，
仍旧留在巴比伦的话
，If they continue to remain in Babylon，
圣殿在哪里呢
？Where is the temple？
伯利恒在哪里
？Where is Bethlehem？
耶路撒冷不重建。
If you do not rebuild Jerusalem，
伯利恒也不会重建。
Bethlehem would not be built.
主耶稣怎么可能降生在伯利恒？
How can Jesus be born in Bethlehem?
神说我曾爱你们
God says I have loved you.
他们说你在什么地方爱我们
But they say how have you loved us?
弟兄姊妹
Francis,
他们回来只以为把神的见证和同在带回来
They thought they only brought back the testimony and the presence of God.
这已经太美好了
This is already too wonderful.
他们从来不知道
Yet they do not know.
他们回来是为着弥赛亚回来
They returned for the sake of the Messiah.
他们回来是为着预备弥赛亚回来而回来。
They have returned to prepare for the coming of the Messiah.
他们居然和神的旨意是紧紧相连的。
And they were closely knit with the eternal will of God.
这是何等的爱，弟兄姊妹。
This is such great love.
神说我曾爱你们。
God says I have loved you.
他说你在什么事上爱我们？
And they say where have you loved us?
我想在这里主很清楚给他们看见。
I think here God has showed them very clearly.
你们以为你们爱国，所以你们回来。
You thought you loved your nation, that's why you
你们以为你们是犹太人，所以回来了。
You thought because you were Jews, that's why you returned.
你们最多以为你们属灵，你们对于神的见证和同在有关系，所以你们回来了。
And most you thought that you're more spiritual, that's why you returned.
没有想到你回来。
Yet unknowingly, as you
returned. 那是和神的旨意紧紧相连。
It is closely related to God's will.
所以弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers,
你看见如果神要摧毁他们。
If God wants to destroy them,
两个支派可以十个支派一样的失落到全世界各地去。
He can, the two tribes can also be lost, just like the ten tribes.
他们仍旧是神的儿女，是神的百姓。
They are still the children of God.
神的见证在哪里
But where is God's
presence? 神的同在在哪里？
Where is God's presence?
更重要的。
Most
importantly, 如果他们不回来的话，
if they do not return,
伯利恒怎么重建？
How can Bethlehem be rebuilt?
耶路撒冷怎么重建？
How can Jerusalem be rebuilt?
没有圣殿。
There's no temple.
弥赛亚怎么忽然进入圣殿？
How can Messiah come into the midst?
当第八天的时候，
on the eighth day,
你看主耶稣的父母就把他带到殿里面去。
Jesus' parents had brought him into the temple.
这就应验了马拉基书的预言。
This fulfilled the prophecies in Malachi.
所以弟兄姊妹，
dear brothers and sisters,
马拉基书很清楚给他们看见神在哪一件事上爱上了他们。
Malachi shows them clearly in what way God has loved them.
弟兄姊妹，神对以色列人是如此。
This is how God guided the Israelites.
神对教会也是如此。
He will guide the church the same way.
你记不记得教会曾经被掳到巴比伦去？
Do you remember the church was once taken captive to Babylon?
教会经过了一个很漫长漫长的黑夜。
Church has gone through a lengthy darkness.
到了十六世纪的时候。
In the 16th century.
感谢主。马丁路德、加尔文就像所罗巴伯一样，带着神的儿女回来。
Martin Luther and Calvin were like Zerubbabel. They have brought back the remnant.
这是神的工作。
This is the work of God.
神在这件事上爱你而爱我。
In this regard, God has loved you and loved me.
神没有把我们留在黑暗里面。
God did not leave us in darkness.
弟兄姊妹，那个时候圣经是用链子链起来，没有一个人可以读圣经。
Brothers and sisters, at that time the Bibles were chained. No one can read the Bible.
神在这件事情上爱我们。
But God had loved us in this regard.
后来借着 John Wesley, 借着达比这些人，像第二代的以斯拉、尼希米亚也回来了。
And then John, Darby and John Wesley were like the Ezra and Nehemiah who returned, who were the second one to return.
我们回来
Brothers and sisters, we
是为着主的同在。
It is for God's presence.
是为着神的见证。
It is for God's testimony.
能把这些带回来。
We need to bring these back.
但是弟兄姊妹，
But Brothers and sisters,
马拉基也告诉我们。
Malachi tells us,
这里的弥赛亚进入他殿，不止他第一次来，也是他第二次来。
Here the Messiah will enter into his temple not the first time, but also the second time.
我们这些愿意回到耶路撒冷的人，
those of us who are willing to return to Jerusalem,
弟兄姊妹，
dear brothers and sisters,
我们不知不觉的是为着主第二次回来而回来的。
Now, unknowingly, we have returned for the sake of God's return.
今天有太多的基督徒像十个支派。
There are too many Christians today who are like the 10 lost tribes.
但是感谢主。
But we thank God.
如果主恩待我们的话，
if God had mercy on us,
把他的同在和见证的责任放在我们身上，
He will place the responsibility of his testimony and presence upon us.
但是我们也会失败。
But we will fail.
我们也会被掳。
We will be taken captive.
但是感谢主。
But we thank God.
我们终于回来了。
Finally, we have come.
我们本来是拜偶像的。
Formerly, we worship
idols. 现在我们说我们与偶像有什么相干？
Now we say, what do I have to do with idols?
弟兄姊妹，
Francis,
当我们回过头来看这一切的时候，
as we turn our head and view all things,
你看看神在我们身上每一个动作，
you see that every moving of God,
那个手都不是毁灭的手，
every stroke of his hand is not a hand
你和以东历史比较比较就清楚了。
If you compare to the history of Edom, you will understand clearly.
感谢主，弟兄姊妹，
we thank the Lord.
今天靠着主的恩典，
today by his grace,
我们愿意回到耶路撒冷，
We're willing to return to Jerusalem.
回到神旨意的中心。
Return to the center of His will.
我们等候主的回来。
And we wait for His coming.
为什么在这么多人中间？
Why in the midst of so many people?
神看上了我们。
That God has selected you.
为什么许多人你看没有被挽回？
Why is it that so many people were not recovered?
为什么主爱我？
Why does God love me?
为什么主在我们上继续的不肯放过我们？
Why that God will not let us go and continue to hold on?
你就知道说主在什么事上爱我们。
You now know in where God has loved you.
但愿主恩待我们。
May the Lord have mercy
on us. 这几天让我们知道神是怎么爱我们。
In these few days that we will know how He has loved us.
我们走到今天就证明神爱我们。
We have come to today's time. We know and prove that God loves us.
不是忽然间我们参加什么运动，不是。
It's not all sudden we have joined some kind of.
不是忽然间我们明白了什么道理，不是。
It is not all sudden we understand some kind of teaching.
我们都是失败，都是软弱的。
We're all failures. We are all weak.
但是主今天能把我们带到这个地步。
But today God has brought us to this point.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters.
现在你我知道神在什么事上爱我们。
How God has loved us.
但愿我们再一次把自己奉献给他。
May we offer ourselves to Him once again.
说主啊，在剩下仅仅的一些年日里面。
Lord, in these remaining years.
但愿你有些话要对我们说。
May you speak to us.
那就是马拉基书里面的话。
And those are the words found in Malachi.
这些话特别为着那些从巴比伦回来到耶路撒冷的人那般来说的。
For these words are prepared especially for those people who returned from
Babylon. 在巴比伦人听不懂。
Those people who stayed in Babylon, they do not
understand. 只有那些回到耶路撒冷的人他们听得懂。
Only the remnant can understand these words.
弟兄姊妹，主要呼召得胜者。
God will call out to the overcomers.
神要把他的见证放在我们。
God will place His testimony upon our shoulders.
我想我们就说到这里，我们低头一个简单祷告。
We will end here and have a prayer.
主，我们把这些话继续交在你的手里。
Lord, we commit these words into Your hand.
求你圣灵对我们说话。
May You speak to us through the Holy Spirit.
告诉我们你在什么事上爱上我们。
To tell us where have You loved us.
但是这几天是我们与你摔跤的日子。
May these are the days that we wrestle with you.
求你不放过我们。
Don't let us go.
但是神永远的爱永远不肯放过我们。
We know that you loved us with everlasting love that will not let us go.
但是许多人生下来就为了这个周末。
Many people who are born just for this weekend.
主啊，你恩待我们。
Lord, have mercy on us.
继续对我们说话。
Continue to speak to us.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名。
In Jesus' lovely name we pray. Amen.
请大家低头，我们继续多花一点时间。